Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I think about, you know, I'm going to get a chance today. I'm going to be able to be in Marianna a little while and spend some time with Jack and Shelley Hollis, and which I love dearly. And Jack talks about, he has a teaching that he pastors there in Marianna, and also he has a large spiritual family of ministers that he and Shelley are the spiritual parents of. They're just blessed. It's a blessed family.
That's cool.
And but he teaches a message called Hero, but you got to hear Jack say Hero. He says it much better than me. But the one thing he talks about heroes are not made. You know, everybody's trying to make a hero, but heroes just happen. You're going down the road, this is an example that he gives. You're going down the road, and all of a sudden you see there's a fire, and somebody says, there's somebody trapped inside. There's somebody trapped inside. So the question is, you know, was that person a hero before that fire, before they heard about it, or did they decide at that one moment to be a hero? You know, so the guy runs in and rescues the dog, or he rescues the person, the kid, comes back out. And everybody goes, oh, there's a hero. Well, he wasn't a hero because he was made a hero. He saw a need at that moment, and he did what was required. And he at that moment, he became a hero.
Right.
You know, we think about this guard at the Family Research Council this Wednesday. You know, and everybody's declaring, you know, that this man, even the local police force, because he stopped this madman that was coming in there to kill somebody with his gun, and the security guard wrestles him. You know, wrestles him. You know, coming from law enforcement experience, we never wrestled anybody with a gun.
Did you say wrestle?
I think it was tournament.
Wrestle. I'm just saying wrestle.
Well,
how do you spell that? Wrestle.
It's wrestle, by the way. It's wrestle.
Oh, wrestle. Okay.
No, Russell. Russell. And so, but, you know, in law enforcement, we're taught they have a gun. You verbally tell them to drop it. If it looks like, you know, hopefully they're not pointing it at you. If they're pointing it at you, then you just drop them.
Yeah.
But this guy wrestled this man with a gun. That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, can you see John wrestling somebody with a gun?
No.
No.
I will unwrestle the gun from his hand.
Right, unwrestle. Right. John would be like, how are you doing today? That's a nice shirt to go on. As he's walking his way behind the building, right? Yeah, no, that's right. It's called wisdom, man. And so, I remember I was making an arrest in the dark, and I was wrestling this particular man who was struggling with me and with addiction to crack cocaine.
Oh, great.
And on the road, and my name tag fell off. And the name tags have like two little barbs that go back in through your shirt, you know, like a military award type thing. And you got these pins on the back of it. Well, I'm wrestling with him, and he's all slippery and stuff. And my name tag falls off and it hits the road. And so I kneel down on the road when I'm trying to hold him and put cuffs on him and all this kind of stuff. And I kneel down right on my name tag. Oh, my goodness. You can't let go and rub your knee and go, owie, owie, owie. You're the police, right? So you don't get to that. But while I was wrestling him, gunshots started going off, and they started shooting at me. But all I could see, because it was dark, was the flash of the barrel coming out from behind the corner of a wall.
Wow.
And God protected me. I didn't get...
This wasn't the guy you were wrestling.
No.
Somewhere else.
This is actually somebody else. Yeah, this is somebody that was in the dark, I guess, behind that house, and it was so dark, all you could see was the flash of the gun shooting. So I didn't have time to see drop the gun. I just had to depend on God because I was arresting somebody I didn't have a backup or anything, and God kept me from being shot that night, even though it was just that person.
Wow, praise God!
You know, two suspects and one of them firing at me, and not one bullet touched me. Isn't that amazing? God is so good.
Wow. He is very good.
Awesome.
God is so good. And it was so sad because the man that that was addicted to the crack cocaine was a husband, a father. He had a good job, but he got he messed with the drugs, and the drugs got a hold of him, and he lost everything. He lost everything. Wow. It was so sad. And when I did arrest him, and he finally gets past his high and all that, he looks at me and he goes, "Thank you." He thanked me for stopping the cycle of madness in his life. But it was very sad. I mean, he lost everything. I mean, don't mess with drugs. But anyway, so heroes, they're not made. They just happen. Like the security guard decided to wrestle a gun. You know, like I was saying that, you know, normally people would just, an officer would shoot somebody with a gun. But instead he wrestled the man with the gun. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's only done by actors in the movie, by stunt people. It's not a wise thing to do, you know.
No.
But he's a hero. You think about the guy who saw the lady or the man, whoever it was, fall, and the baby stroller go into the subway tracks or the train tracks. Mm. And he jumps down there and they rescue the baby. And he wasn't a hero when he showed up waiting for the train, but he became a hero at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't say hero like Jack. You got to hear it. Matter of fact, we got to find that. I want everybody to hear Jack say hero. It's beautiful. I love it. He's so encouraging.
How's he say it?
I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Nobody can do it justice, huh?
I can't do it justice.
That multiple syllables.
I don't know. Jack, can you call Pat and let him know? Multiple syllables.
Pat, you want to try
it? Pat doesn't have a southern accent. You know what I'm saying?
Well, James, I was thinking that you ought to be the...
Anyway, moving on. Moving on.
Is that finger moving again?
No. I get the forehead thing. And so... with that, you know, so people say, well, everybody keeps looking for a hero.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's hero. Everybody's looking for a hero, you know, and Billy Graham, you know, he did what he was supposed to do and he did it well. He was and is a hero, but he's coming to the end of his responsibility, you know.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts, a hero, know, Steve Hill was and is still a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, this generation keeps looking for a hero instead of realizing you are the hero. You're supposed to do something. Quit looking for other people. If somebody's burning up in a house, quit looking for a firefighter who hadn't got there yet. Go rescue them. When you see a nation falling down, don't go look for a politician. You rise up yourself and say, I'm going to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to be the next generation's hero and say, listen, even if it costs me my life, this is just the right thing to do. And you say, well, I haven't been trained how to be a hero. And you don't get trained to be a hero. You just see injustice and you do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You see something wrong and you say, this is not right. David was just carrying cheese and bread to his brothers and he looked at this thing and he saw people hiding, as we were talking about earlier this week or yesterday. He saw all of God's people hiding out behind the rocks and he saw this giant threatening them. And that day he decided that it wasn't something, I'm going to be a hero. He just did what heroes do when you have to be one. He says, like, is there not a cause?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what America needs right now, America needs heroes, not, you know, Fig Newtons of people's imagination, not actors, not images of heroes. They need somebody who's going to get in the trenches and is going to be steadfast and stable. And listen, this could be you. Think about it. You can go around and begin to see injustices and you can do something about it. You can be the one who rescues the child from the situation. You can be the one that says, you know what? If nobody else is going to shepherd God's people the way God wants to shepherd God's people, God, I will shepherd your people.
Yeah.
I will fight for them. I will train them in the ways they should go. I will disciple them. I will love them. I'll protect them. And I'll launch them into the great expectation you have for them. That's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a hero. You know, and what the church needs right now, the church needs heroes.
Mm.
You know, our past heroes served us well.
Mm-hmm.
But now, this next generation, we're going to need a lot of heroes.
Yeah.
And how many people, you know, they might not even know who that person is, but that one person in their life is a hero because they stood for them.
Mm-hmm.
They were there in the rough times. They were there in the tough times. They were there when everything was turning against them, you didn't turn against them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a friend is born for rough times, and he will be there with you through all those times. It's not about being a hero to the world. It's about being a hero to that one person who needed you to rescue them.
Mm-hmm.
to rescue them from the situation, to rescue them from religion, to rescue them from captivity and to from sexual sins and pornography and the lust for power and money, to rescue them from this religious junk that's got them on a treadmill of nothingness, going nowhere and doing it very slowly, as a matter of fact. You know, it's about being a hero.
Yeah.
And it's just time, you know, to, I think about, you know, Pastor Kichara and VFN Klein. You know, she's got, you know, a group on her, she started there to be able to encourage mothers. And it's called Supermom, you know, and it's got Supermom. And she has where people in her community and all that's, you know, getting together. And she's challenging, you know, to be heroes for mothers, to help them out, say, hey, you can make it through this.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, from our past where we saw injustices with the fatherless situations and and all that, we just stood up, you know, just responded to the situation at hand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And right now, listen, we need heroes in every state. We need heroes in every county. We need heroes in every city. Listen, everybody in that city should know you're in it and that you love God.
That's right.
There should be nobody in that city. I mean, if Tim Tebow, one guy who does his job with excellence, and this is a prerequisite to be known that you, you know, you don't do your job lousy and then stand up for God. I'm sure God's going, psh, don't bring me up. Don't bring me up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Say, oh, no, please don't use my, oh, great, great, great. But, you know, do your job well. Obviously not perfectly, but, you know, be a person of integrity, you know, and if you did something wrong, try to make it right. And if you can't make it right, you know, repent for it. But everybody in that city should know that you know God. They should know that you know how to find God. They should know that if they needed encouragement, they can come to you.
Right.
And there should be a lot of you, a lot of heroes over that city. And when heroes get together in that city, they don't wave some badge of hero. They just share about their stories of rescuing people and helping people and speaking into leaders' lives and encouraging those that are shepherds and talking about those that have been snatched from the fire like a coal from the fire. And it's just war stories, if you would.
Yeah.
You know, about just rescuing people.
Right.
And
that's so awesome because, you know, you see a tragedy and you see something happen and how many times people are paralyzed, you know, and they say, what do we do? What do we do? And that one person steps up at that moment and says, look, do something. Do something. They're dying. And that person steps up and you're just like, and so they ask, were you a hero? It's like, no, I just responded. I think about New York, this little girl who fell out of a four-story window. She was dangling out of a window, and this man was down there at the bottom, and she actually fell. And when she fell, he caught her, broke her fall, and this little girl could have just died. So they ask him, you know, are you a hero? And he says, I'm not a hero, and when really he was a hero, because I just responded.
There it is. That's
and,
it.
And that's a hero. That's what a hero does. What I hear you saying, that a hero responds. A hero is revealed at that moment. What would happen if we all woke up and said, you know what, I'm not going to be in the crowd and just look at it? Because there were other people there, but he was the one to stick his arms out. He was the one to say, I'm going to break her fall. I'm going to do it. And I hear what I hear you saying is that just go for it. Stick your arms out. Get in the middle of it and said, you know, if it's up to me, it's up to me. I'm going to be one to stand in the gap.
Yeah, and that's true. And the thing is, you can either be popular or powerful, but you can't be them both.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give up popularity when you decide to be powerful in somebody else's life, to be able to be there for them and rescue them. And the only person that may ever know that you are a hero is the one who is grateful that you rescued them and led them to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God knows and they know, and that's what we were supposed to do anyway. And don't worry about being popular. Worry about being powerful at the time that you need to be able to do that. And I think about on the VFN Torch, where, John, you're talking about the power that God has given us.
Mm.
You know, you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and up in the right-hand corner, you can type in any keyword, type in the keyword power, and listen to that segment, you know, talking about how much power we have to be able to rescue somebody with the power of the gospel, you know, speaking into someone's life. And that's just so important. But heroes, we need heroes, and everybody's watching the past generation. Heroes come to the end of their responsibility, and it's like the world is stuck right now, and everybody's trying to live off what was instead of being the heroes that we need today. We need heroes today. We need people to say that, you know, America is a shining hill again, a shining city on a hill again. We need people to say that You know, the church is not built by human hands. It's not brick and mortar. It's people and human beings. And that how we treat the church and how we encourage the church to know and to love God and to obey God is so relevant and so important. Those are called heroes. Mm-hmm. You know, David Wilkerson, a hero, but now he's with God. And it's going to take people to rise up. You can't just rise up with a good idea, but you rise up at a present situation after being trained up in the things of God and saying, you know what? You know, I'm going to do something about this.
That's right.
I'm going to do, and if it only matters to the one that I'm helping out, so be it. But I'm not going to sit back. Like happened, I think it was over in England, where a homeless man fell face first in the water while people stood around and just watched him drown.
Oh, wow.
And they call rescue with their cell phones, and while they're watching him, nobody's helping him. Then the people come out. The people come out who are going to rescue them, and they start getting dressed with contaminant suits.
Mm.
And in the contaminant suits, because there's a policy that said, you know, that you could be contamination in the water, so you got to put these suits on, these gloves on. It's like, the man's drowning.
Right.
And they all were thinking all about themselves, and they never understood that's a human being face down in that water. And this is today's generation. It's like everybody's detached from the reality, and they're waiting for Superman to show up and fly in there and to rescue them with all these little hero movies going on, not realizing that those are just movies and actors. And, you know, I'm not saying anything against actors, but the reality is they get stunt people to do the tough stuff.
Right.
You know, they're just pretty boys and pretty women, you know, but they're not the real deal. It's an image made to look by. They're acting like a hero, you know, and we don't need people acting like a hero.
Right.
You know, and more people will buy into an actor. It's amazing. Just be one. You know, normally heroes are more rugged. They have you know, rough edges, and they're not, you know, as pretty as the world would want them to be, but they're your hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're your hero, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're sitting, our video fan radio listener, you're listening and you're being encouraged, you know, day after day, and you're seeing what's going on, and you've been hearing the reports, and you feel like yourself, you want to be that hero. You're tired of sitting in maybe a with a group of other believers that are just talking about it and are looking towards maybe one hero. You can be a hero. You can be trained up for this end time move of God, and you can be a part. If you're interested in becoming a hero for God, a hero in sharing the power of the gospel that really brings true change in people's lives, people are suffering. They're suffering these days. They're in depression. There's so much calamity in the face of the earth, and they're trying everything they can to change. A better diet, a better workout, a better job, a better marriage, another home, another car, maybe if we have a baby. The only thing that can bring true transformative change in someone's life is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus can change your life. And if you want to bring that hope, you want to be a hero to a group of people, or maybe just to one person, you want to be raised up and trained up, maybe VFNU is for you, Vine Fellowship Network University. And you can find more information at vfnu.org. Be trained up and be a hero for the move of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at vfntv.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's vfntv.com.